Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Just chilling.
Chilling nice.
Like a villain.
What are you guys doing?
Just living life, living the dream.
I guess.
In certain ways.
In certain ways.
We should go see the new Scream movie.
Yeah.
Doesn't that come out on the 10th?
Yeah.
I'll watch all of them and then watch that one.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen them.
But I've seen Scary Movie, so I've pretty much seen the first one.
Yeah, you have. It's almost identical.
You've seen Scary Movie.
Yeah.
But not Scream.
No.
But we've watched, I hate that they did this because they were like the last Scream movie that came out. They're like, this is going to be the ending for sure.
They keep doing that.
And then this new one came out and I didn't even hear about it until they were like, Scream, what is it, 7?
I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 6.
6?
Uh-huh.
They're just like, by the way.
But we made this.
Yeah, but I also haven't been like keeping up with the new movies that have been coming out because I haven't been going to the movies as much. So I don't know how much like fanfare they've put into it, but like for me it just cropped up out of nowhere. They were like, by the way, this is coming out this week. And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I thought they were done making this.
Nope. As long as it's gonna make money, they're not gonna stop.
Well, they can have my money. I want to see it.
Especially now that Wes Craven's gone. You know, he passed away. So they're just gonna do what they want with it, when originally he was hoping not to make it this like long, I think. So
but I think he passed away like before, I think the last three.
Well, he
two
passed
or three movies. Movies were made without him.
He made the first trilogy, and then he wanted to cap it there. And then he, a decade later, decided I'm going to try it again. But then when the fourth movie came out and it didn't do as well, he was like, maybe I won't, because originally he was going to make a new trilogy.
Oh.
And then he saw that it wasn't as good a rating, so he stopped. But then he passed away, and I think they decided to keep making them for him. And I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Jinx.
So how was your month of March? What are you predicting?
I'm predicting that it was excellent.
I'm predicting that I read some books. I've been doing good at listening books.
I've been doing good, pretty good reading books this year.
Yeah.
I have a goal.
Yeah. I've been trying to read, but the books that I'm reading for book club right now, I got in physical book form and I can only read at night because I have no time during the day. And reading a physical book in bed, I have to have like a book light, and it's just like a fucking process. And it's not just one book for book club. We're reading 4 books.
Oh, wow.
Wait, like all at once?
Yeah. We're reading the entire Giver series, which is 4 books.
There's more than one Giver book?
Yeah.
Did you know about this, Faye?
I knew about this because she told me.
I told her over the weekend.
We were required to read the first one, like The Giver, back in like, it was either
middle school
or high school.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I now just hearing about this? I didn't know there were more than that.
I never had to read it.
Yeah, she had never even read the first one or heard about it.
It's not a bad story. It's actually quite like dark. It's a dystopian.
Yeah. Oh, those are like my favorite books.
I did not know. Now I kind of want to read the other ones. Yeah.
Well, once I'm done, I've already read them, but I'm like rereading them for book club. So once I'm done, it's like I have one giant fucking book. It's like this big.
Oh, it's like all together, like shoved together in one, like, one paperback or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you read it.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. I like it. I love The Giver. It's such a good story. But the other three books following it, whenever I first read it, and I've only read through it once so far, I didn't like it because I finished reading 4 fucking books and I had 1,000 questions that weren't answered.
Makes sense.
I was so fucking mad that I had spent all this time reading these books and I was just so frustrated. But now that I already know that I'm not going to get my questions answered, I'm like enjoying it a little bit more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just started this second book. But yeah, I have to read all of them by April something.
Fun.
Hopefully I get there.
You didn't have to read that one. I feel like it was mandatory.
I never read it.
Yeah, maybe it was just different school curriculum.
You were at the same school as me. What the heck? I remember reading in seventh grade, I think. Yeah.
I think it was sixth grade.
It had to have been sixth grade.
Yeah, it was sixth grade for me.
Maybe it was sixth grade then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we went to the same school.
Yeah.
Your teachers had different... Yeah.
They force made you read a different book.
My favorite middle school book was And Then There Were None.
What? I don't remember reading that one.
So good.
What's that one about?
It's a book where like all the people die one by one.
And
you have to like figure out who did it.
And you read this in sixth grade?
Yeah. Seventh.
Seventh grade? Oh, so we are just great at giving kids these books about death and like, yeah.
Anyway, I really love dystopian novels. You should create one for me.
A dystopian novel?
Yeah.
I have to look into that. I actually was thinking about one of my new books. So I was going to write something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. My top favorite genres are dystopian, which I totally forgot to put in my about me thing that I filled out. But and then other than that, I really like domestic suspense.
Domestic.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that you really liked the, what is it, the Hunger Games?
Yes, so much. Hmm. It's probably my favorite series.
That's a pretty good series,
Don't tell
actually.
Harry Potter.
Don't tell.
I won't.
Not a dystopian, but yes. I mean, maybe in some ways because of like the crazy.
I'm just talking about series. Yeah. I like the Hunger Games more than to read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the Hunger Games more than I like Harry Potter to read.
Yeah.
Because I am all about that dystopian-ish. I love it. What are your favorite books to read?
Me, I like mysterious books.
Mm-hmm.
And I like horror books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really picky with books.
You've been reading some, I think that book that you read, The Local Woman Missing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read it yet, but I think that's a domestic thriller.
It's so good. I loved it. I made my mom read it. She loved it.
Yeah.
Huh.
You've been getting into thrillers.
Ooh.
I love I love to be titillated.
titillated.
What are your favorite books to read?
Oh, well, you know, that I'm a little biased since I'm a writer, but
he's actually illiterate.
I'm illiterate. I don't know.
He speaks to a computer that types for him.
Oh my gosh, what a way to go.
You can nowadays.
I know.
If you really wanted to. My favorite books are all over the place, honestly. I do like a lot of different writers, especially when we go back in time. I really, Ernest Hemingway is one of my oldest writers that I like. I enjoy his work. Stephen King has some good work, but also at the same time, I don't like his writing style in some aspects. I think he overdoes a lot of detail.
The only book I read of his was Pet Sematary, and it was so fucking dull.
It takes a while to really get it. Like The Shining, I read through some of that and I gave up on it. Some of his books are okay.
I read a short story by Stephen King and I was like, oh, a short story, I'll read this today. It took me a week. It was the size of a book, but for him it was a short story.
There was only one novel that I actually, and we had to read it. Mm-hmm. It was in high school and I hated it. The Intruder in the Dust. That's Faulkner, William Faulkner. It was the most, like, I don't know, just his writing style. He has like run-on sentences.
Mm-hmm.
He's best known for like having sentences that can go on for pages. I threw the book.
Pages?
I was so, pages.
Yikes.
His longest run-on sentence is 4 pages long.
Oh my God.
I threw the book. I was like, I'm not having this anymore. Of course, I did really bad on the report, but.
My least favorite school book was Animal Farm.
I didn't have to read that one. We had to make a choice, and I ended up picking a different one. So
I hated that.
Thank God.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
I read Animal Farm, but I didn't read it, really. But I got such a good grade on my paper, and I told my teacher that I'm still friends with.
Uh-huh.
I told her about it, and she's, like, still upset about it.
didn't read it.
I can't believe you tricked me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't read. I was a kid. I was like 14. You can't tell a 14-year-old to fucking do homework.
Read this
Come
allegory
on.
That goes over your head. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's a good point. Most of the books back in high school, I did not read all the way through.
Yeah. I loved The Great Gatsby. Though.
That was the only one that I actually really enjoyed. And it was so short.
Yeah.
It was like 98 pages.
You could read
that
book in like a day.
Whatever. I read that book during COVID and I did not like it.
I love it.
Really?
Really.
It's so gay.
The reason why I didn't like it and why people do like it for the same reason is the writing style. I couldn't. It was too much. It was like too fantastical. Like, it took him so long to say like one thing.
Well, they didn't have TV back then, so you really had to entertain the folks.
It was a lot of like adjectives that I just were unnecessary. I just didn't like it. It was too much. I shouldn't have to think that hard about one sentence.
That was just Tom's way of describing things,
I didn't like it, but almost everybody I've talked to about it really loves that book.
It's good.
For that specific reason. They're just like, the way he writes. And I'm like, boo. Be more simple.
Old sport. Right? Right?
Yeah.
That was more brought out in the movie, but yes.
I do like the movie, though.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Anyway. Did we introduce?
No.
Oh, happy First and Fridays, y'all. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
What do you have for us this week?
I'm going to tell you about my friend Tillicum. Do you know him?
Tillicum?
I don't
Tillicum.
Think so.
No.
Tillicum?
Tillicum.
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 Come here, Tilly.
Tillicum, nicknamed Tilly, was a captive male orca who spent most of his life at SeaWorld Orlando in Florida.
Oh gosh.
Oh, shit.
Oh no. It's going to be this story.
Oh gosh. Shit.
Okay.
He was captured in Iceland in 1983. About a year later, he was transferred to Sealand of the Pacific in Victoria, British Columbia. He transferred in 1992 to SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida, where he sired 21 calves through his life.
21?
He's a dilf.
Oh my god.
That is incredible.
Now, here's an interesting fact. Okay. Unrelated.
Okay.
It's just a fact. While orca attacks on human in the wild are rare and no fatal attacks have been recorded, as of 2022, 4 humans have died due to interactions with captive orcas. Tillicum was involved in 3 of them. Three out of 4 deaths.
And he hasn't been, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't kill him right away, to be honest.
He makes some money. So.
Oh gosh, no. Are you kidding me? This is like, it's an orca. It's not like it's a chimp or something. It's just an orca. It's not a dog either. I mean, a dog accidentally bites someone. You got to put that dog down. The orca, do not put that orca down.
He won't like it.
He's
he
an
won't
endangered like species.
Yeah, actually, that might be one of the reasons why they have to be careful.
But
that.
He's killing people.
He's just playing.
Well, what did these people do?
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Tillicum was the largest orca in captivity. He measured 22.5 feet long and weighed 12,500 pounds.
Whew.
His pectoral...
I was just going to say, just sitting on you will kill you.
His pectoral fins were 7 feet long, his fluke curled under, and his 6.5 foot tall dorsal fin was collapsed completely to his left side. His name in the Chinook jargon of the Pacific Northwest means friends, relations, tribe, nation, common people. So he's just a friend.
He's just a common.
He's a common people.
Go around killing people.
Tillicum was captured when he was 2 years old, along with 2 other young orcas, by a purse seen net in November 1983 in Burofjordr in eastern Iceland.
That's a place.
It sure is. After almost a year in the tank at Hafnarfjordr. Look at this word.
Gosh. Icelandic?
Yeah.
Interesting.
After almost a year in a tank at the Hafnarfjordr Marine Zoo, he was transferred to Sealand of the Pacific in Oak Bay, a suburb of the city of Victoria on Vancouver Island, Canada. At Sealand, he lived with 2 older females orca named Haida II, Nootka IV.
Jeez. I mean, there are so many names.
Really?
They couldn't...
couldn't come up with one. Unless their names are Haida E and Nutka Iv. But I'm pretty sure those are numerals. As a result of their matriarchal social structure, Tilikum was abused by Haida and Nutka, who behaved aggressively towards him, aww, including forcing him into a smaller medical pool where trainers kept him safe for protection.
Oh my god, he got bullied?
He got bullied.
Oh my god.
Because he's just a little boy.
Aww.
Gosh, yeah.
That's sad.
Jeez. Kelty Lee Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, how do you pronounce it?
B-Y-R-N-E?
Uh-huh.
Byrne?
Byrne?
Maybe it's Byrne?
Could be.
Kelty Lee Byrne was a Canadian student, animal trainer, and competitive swimmer. She had been working with orcas Tilikum, Nootka, and Haida at Sealand of the Pacific to earn extra money. On February 20th, 1991, Byrne was working a shift when she slipped and fell into the whale pool. Witnesses recalled that she screamed and panicked after realizing that one of the whales, later identified as Tilikum, was holding her leg and dragging her underwater.
Jeez.
One witness described the theme park as looking unkempt, like a gray theme park on its last legs, a kind of dingy swimming pool, and claimed to have heard Byrne screaming, "I don't want to die," while her eyes went wide in the water.
Yikes.
According to the coroner's report, rescue attempts were thwarted by the whales, who refused to let her go, even after she was believed to have fallen unconscious in the water.
Wait, can I just say something?
Yeah.
You said one witness was just like, yeah, that place was fucking nasty. Also, I watched her die.
That's the review.
Yeah, he's just dragging the whole place. A girl died in there, and it was gray.
But it gray. Overall, it was just overpriced.
Four stars.
Jesus.
Her corpse was later retrieved with a large net, after which she was determined to be deceased.
Oh my god.
Her death was ruled an accident. I guess you can't say that an orca murdered someone, so, like, what else are you gonna say?
I mean, that's true, and she was, like, in a position that put her in danger. It's not like the orca, like, you know,
jumped out of the water and grabbed her.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be wild if that happened.
I mean, it's just like when, you know, that'd be wild. I mean, it's just like when, you know, you risk your life when you get into, even if you're a zookeeper, when you get into a cage with a lion, you gotta, you know,
prepared for the worst.
Yeah, you have to be prepared. Jesus.
Oh no.
So that's one down.
That's one.
Two to go?
Two to go.
God. Sorry. That's a horrible way to say it. I'm sorry.
Sealand of the Pacific went defunct in 1992, the year I was born, largely as a result of Byrne's death and allegations surfacing of physical and mental abuse of the whales in the park.
Oh, jeez.
Huh.
Tilikum was sold to the United States SeaWorld theme park chain for performance shows and breeding. The whale's semen was collected and used for artificial insemination to breed a number of captive orcas for SeaWorld shows and for its sister park in Loro Parque in Spain.
Can I ask a gross question?
Yes.
What does a whale penis look like? Because I can't...
It's probably gross, I imagine.
I mean, are they external? Because I don't remember ever seeing
Should anything. I Google it?
Nope.
Well,
not gonna do that.
Well, remember when we I don't know.
Or is it kind of like a dog's where it kind of just like pokes out when you need it?
It might poke out. It might be one of those. We can look it up for the break.
You never see him swimming around with
a giant dingo.
Yeah.
You're so gross.
Like, I mean, mammals, you see them all the time, but like none of the sea creatures, you know.
Well, remember when we were talking about the giant squid having it in one of the arms?
Oh yeah.
It's kind of weird, yeah. Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyway, I was just wondering how do you collect whale semen?
Is that a dangerous job? I'm sure it is.
It has to be. Yeah. Like you would have to be underwater. It's not like they drag them out and they're like, "All right, put on some sexy whale porn."
Jeez.
Do you want to take a break here and then we can come back and talk about another death?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hi.
We had a totally normal break.
We didn't do anything weird.
Nope.
Nothing weird at all.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Do you guys watch Bob's Burgers?
Sometimes.
Their friend who's like, what do they call him? Average size Rudy or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like that. That's his name. His name. He's just like an average size kid.
Makes sense.
Huh.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay.
Daniel P. Dukes was a 27-year-old man from South Carolina and the second of three deaths related to Tillicum. Mm. SeaWorld has maintained that Dukes was a vagrant who climbed into Tillicum's pool and drowned, while coroner's report, along with animal rights advocates for Tillicum, have pointed out that Dukes' corpse was found severely mutilated by the whale.
Yikes.
So... severely mutilated, but then they also said, oh, but he just drowned.
Yeah.
So if it's severely, I think you'd be able to tell, right?
Yeah. SeaWorld is like, you know, he just drowned in there, but coroners are like, nah, he was
attacked,
mutilated.
Yeah.
So they're trying to hide something.
So he was just like a person that went to SeaWorld and climbed in?
Yes. Here's more about him.
During the time. Oh, yeah.
What an idiot. Uh-huh.
Little has been published in the media regarding the early life of Dukes. He was a known drifter with a love of nature and environmentalism. He's known for acts of petty theft and general vagrancy.
Vagrancy.
These details were often brought up by SeaWorld, obviously, because they don't want to be responsible.
Of course not.
At some point in the night of July 6, 1999, Dukes, who had hidden in the SeaWorld theme park, emerged from elsewhere in the park and went to the whale pool where Tillicum resided. The following morning, his body was discovered in the water by SeaWorld staff, draped over Tillicum's backside as the whale swam around.
Oh my god.
SeaWorld claims to have no security tape footage of the pool on that night. It is unclear exactly what transpired. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Office report, a 911 call was received from SeaWorld at 7:25 a.m. at almost the exact time that Duke's body was spotted. The Sheriff's Office immediately dispatched Detective Calhoun, who arrived at SeaWorld 8 minutes later. Duke's corpse was retrieved and later identified. Duke's parents filed a lawsuit against SeaWorld 2 months after their son's death. The lawsuit was later dropped.
I have to say, I think that SeaWorld should be responsible for that because they need to do better, like a proper way of like making sure that everyone is out. No one can hide somewhere because they obviously, this is what happens when people decide to get into, you know.
Yeah.
They also shouldn't make it so easy to climb in.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. I think they had every right to sue. I can't believe they didn't win.
I know.
Jesus.
The 2013 documentary Blackfish was the first media to explore Duke's death extensively.
Hmm.
The lack of early relevant coverage of his death later became noted for the way that the media and investigators handled the deaths of homeless and mentally ill individuals, particularly the lack of dignity ascribed to such cases, which is still a problem today.
Yes, it is.
The Dolphin Project argued against SeaWorld's unflattering description of Dukes as a filthy man with poor hygiene spotted at the park, mumbling oddly to himself, stating that Daniel Dukes was a troubled individual with a history of petty thefts and questionable decisions, but as a human being, no death is meaningless. Unwittingly, Dukes will forever be remembered as Tillicum's second victim in SeaWorld's first major incident.
They're calling it the first major incident.
Yeah.
Even though there was a death before.
I guess the first girl wasn't major.
Well, the first girl was at the other place.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was before. Yes. Okay.
You're right.
That's right. I forgot about that.
The case of Duke's death has become a frequent example in arguments over the welfare of marine mammals in captivity. Marine mammal trainer Rick O'Berry. That's a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
Rick O'Berry. Rick O'Berry argued that Duke's was probably not near Tillicum's tank with any form of malicious intent, but instead the nature-loving man was fascinated by the whale and wanted to visit it. He further argued, "I think the whale probably pulled Dukes down, held him underwater. I don't think they know how often we breathe. The problem is that whales have nothing better to do." O'Berry explains, "They're bored. We literally bore them to death. It's like you living in the bathroom for your life."
Yikes.
Scary.
That, I mean, yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
On February 24th, my half birthday, 2010.
What about on a leap year?
That doesn't count. I have to go back up to see this girl's first name. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Doing good.
Yeah.
I wonder when my half birthday would be.
Okay. You're January done talking. 23rd.
You're done.
I'm just kidding.
January?
January what?
23rd.
Oh, yeah. I guess it would be the same date, huh?
I learned that from you.
On February 24th, my half birthday, 2010, Don Brancho performed a Dine with Shamu show with Tilikum, the largest orca at SeaWorld Orlando. In the setting, guests ate at an open-air restaurant while watching the performance poolside as the orca performed and was fed.
Huh.
As part of the end-of-show routine, she was at the edge of the pool, rubbing Tilikum's head.
Aww.
She was lying with her face next to Tilikum's on a slide out, which is a platform submerged about a foot into the water.
Okay.
She was pulled into the water by her left arm, although some witnesses say that it was her ponytail or shoulder, and it was caught on film.
Yikes.
The orca's move seems... What?
The movement?
The orca's move seems to have been very quick, pulling her underwater and drowning her. At least a dozen patrons witnessed Brancho in the water with Tilikum.
Jeez.
Employees used nets and threw food into the water as an attempt to distract him. Moving from pool to pool in the complex, they eventually directed Tilikum to a smaller medical pool where it would be easier to calm him. After approximately 45 minutes, Tilikum released Brancho's body.
45 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
The autopsy report said that Brancho died from drowning and blunt force trauma. Her spinal cord was severed, and she sustained fractures to her jawbone, ribs, and cervical vertebrae. Her scalp was completely torn off from her head. Her left elbow and left knee had been dislocated.
I'm really hoping that was all post-mortem. Like, I know. She drowned for... Well, drowning's just, like, bad too, but, like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How scary. Tilikum returned to performing on March 30th, 2011.
What? Wait, how many days had passed?
That's not like that long.
A year.
Like... Oh, because it was 2010.
Yeah.
Was the incident. And then... Came back
February 2010 to March 2011.
Wow.
Or April.
I thought for a second it was like one, like not even a month.
Yeah, that's why I was like, wait.
I wonder what he did in the interim. Just hung out.
Just kept him in the tiny little medical pool.
The problem is that happened while doing a performance. So who would risk their life trying to do stuff like that?
Yeah.
Jeez. You know what that... You
and
know
all
that...
those people saw it and videotaped it?
The video... This is actually how I found it. You know, Lost Media, you know? The whole big to-do about Lost Media.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, anyway. The video exists, but no one is not, like, uploaded anywhere. Uh-huh. And I guess in this movie, Blackfish, which I haven't seen, it's a documentary, part of it is shown, which means someone has the full thing on video.
But they got bought out, probably.
Yeah.
So someone has it. They obviously didn't want to release it. And
I hope they
kept
never
it
do.
Pretty, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Scary.
But you know what this this means, right? That was the third person to die, right?
Mm-hmm.
This orca is a serial killer now. I think it's three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Three I'd have to go back and listen to the podcast I did about it.
I think it's like your third.
I think it's three.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
High-pressure water hoses were used to massage him rather than hands, and removable guardrails were used on the platforms, as OSHA has restricted close contact between orcas, trainers, and reinforced workplace safety precautions after Brancho's death. Mm-hmm. Those guardrails will help us.
At what point, like, is it worth it to keep
him? It's not.
Like, wouldn't it just make way more sense to just release him?
Yeah, dump him in the sea.
Yeah. Hmm.
He was paired with his grandson, Trua, and was often seen performing alongside him during the finale of the new One Ocean show. Mm-hmm. He had on occasion been kept with his daughter, Malia, or both Trua and Malia at the same time. Hmm. In December 2011, he was put on hiatus from the shows following an undisclosed illness. He resumed performing in April 2012. So we got a little break.
Mm-hmm.
SeaWorld announced in March 2016 that Tillicum's health was deteriorating, and it was thought that he had a lung infection due to bacterial pneumonia. In May 2016, it was reported that Tillicum's health was improving. But then on January 6, 2017, they announced that he died. The end.
I thought you said he killed four people.
No, three.
No, there were four deaths. Of orca killings, and three of which were just one orca.
His cause of death was bacterial infection.
So,
my source was Wikipedia.
I have to say that, like, that's so common to hear. Someone or something is sick, it's getting worse. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, now he's better. And then that's like the moment of lies.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's a false, like, yeah.
Your body gets like one last, like, yeah, I'm going to live. And then you just die.
That is like the most common thing I hear.
Yeah.
Like all the time. Someone's like sick in the hospital. And then all of a sudden, oh, they're starting to feel better. They're going home. And then that's when it like just like drops drastically. Yeah.
Your body gives you one last kick.
I guess so. Jeez. That's another like really sad one. Jeez. Yeah. Those three people, like, oh gosh.
It's not funny at all. In no way. Is it funny? But it's a little bit funny that most of the deaths were caused by one guy.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit funny.
Jeez.
I just think it's crazy that, I mean, I know they're like expensive to capture and maintain and stuff, but like, is it worth it to keep a killer animal?
I think they should have just dumped him in the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, what about the whole thing that happened with the Harambe? Like,
That's
like,
sucked.
And that was just like one incident. I know that was a really bad incident because it was a child, but they shot that thing until it was dead.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
Harambe.
Do you remember the Harambe incident? It was like 2016, 2015, something like that, right?
14?
It was 14. Where a kid somehow, and everyone blamed the parents because obviously they were not keeping like an eye on these parents, the kids. But this kid somehow, I don't know how, figured out a way to get into, like, it was a gorilla enclosure at a zoo.
And he like dragged the kid.
There's video of it, of the kid being dragged around. Uh-huh. The kid did not make it, and neither did the gorilla because I think
the kid made it, didn't he?
I thought he died.
Huh.
Did he?
I don't know. I thought the kid lived, but I could be wrong.
Maybe he did.
But they shot the gorilla. There was like an outrage.
They did. And it was a huge, like for a year, mm-hmm. It was like there were memes. You don't remember that?
No.
I cannot believe you don't. It was everywhere. It was like the meme of the year.
No. And
people to this day are like, nothing's been going right since Harambe died.
It was a three-year-old boy.
Oh my god.
Three-year-old.
Did he die?
Climbed into the gorilla enclosure. It doesn't say. Hold on, I'll find.
Probably. Three-year-old versus a monkey. A gorilla.
Yeah. I feel like... Oh, here we go. Did he survive? What happened to the three-year-old? He was hospitalized for a short period of time, but escaped from the incident relatively unscathed. He was fine, but they killed that gorilla.
They shot that gorilla.
Oh, yeah. But the orca? Oh, that orca had like nine lives, apparently.
How many times would you have to shoot an orca for it to die?
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
a lot.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yay! Happy story.
Yeah.
Oh my god. All right. Well, follow us on social media. We're Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram at Girls Unholy on Twitter, and email us what your memories of Harambe are.
This turned into a different story.
unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. And I guess we'll see you guys in tomorrow for a bonus episode.
Yay.
Yeah.
Goodbye.